Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome to the 4P Sunday Short Break Show on Vectors Radio, FM 104.6 and online.
In today's show, we have your weekly weather, a recipe, gig guide, and what's on at the local cinemas, plus loads more and great music.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs of 6, lows of 4. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 12, lows of 9. Wednesday we can expect light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs of 10, lows of 3. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 7, lows of 5. And finally, Friday we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 10, lows of 7. That's it for your weekly weather. We'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, Commissioner Donna Jones has launched her new police and crime plan, More Police, Safer Streets, which sets the strategic direction and priorities for policing across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight for the next 3 years. More Police, Safer Streets builds on the pledges Commissioner Jones made when she was elected in May 2021 to recruit 600 more police officers, increase visibility and to make communities safer. The plan features 9 priorities for policing, including increasing the visibility of the police, setting up an antisocial behaviour task force to reduce harm, improvements to the 101 crime reporting system, and priorities for tackling high harm crimes such as knife crime, rape, and homicides. The Commissioner said, "My vision is for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to be the safest places to live, work, and visit in the country." More Police, Safer Streets sets out the policing priorities for the next 3 years to achieve this. All 9 of the priorities in the plan gained significant support from the public. "We need things to change across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. People want the police to respond to medium and lower level crime reporting, and they want to feel safer in their local communities." Meanwhile, a man who stole £800 of alcohol from 3 supermarkets to pay off a drug debt after his children were threatened has appeared in court. 45-year-old Darren Stride of No Fixed Abode appeared at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court on Tuesday charged with 11 counts of theft from a shop and 1 count of going equipped. The court heard from the prosecution that Stride had stolen £460 of alcohol from Tesco in Ryde, £259 worth from Morrison's in Lake, and £80 worth from Sainsbury's in Newport on dates between September and November this year. He was eventually caught outside Morrison's in Newport and was found to be carrying pliers which he used to cut off security tags in each store. It was revealed before magistrates that Stride had stolen the alcohol not for his own consumption but to sell on to pay off a £400 drug debt owed to 4 or 5 different dealers. Magistrates handed Stride a 12-month community order with 15 rehabilitation days, 130 hours of unpaid work, and ordered him to pay compensation to the tune of £799 as well as £85 costs and a £95 surcharge. Finally, a Shanklin Tea Room is the latest Isle of Wight business to announce it is closing. Grandview Tea Gardens, based next to Luckham Manor, will not be returning for another season. The team say staff shortages, COVID-19 and foreclosure of Apsley Steps leading to Shanklin Beach have caused issues. A post on the Tea Gardens Facebook page reads, "I'm afraid that I am unable to give the Tea Gardens the time it deserves anymore and I will not be returning for the 2022 season. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotul."
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have some events for you. Monday, James Hazley ticketed event at Medina Buckshop in Cowes at 7 p.m. First Act Present Cinderella ticketed event at Shanklin Theatre. On Tuesday, First Act Present Cinderella ticketed event at Shanklin Theatre at 6:30 p.m. Exhibition on screen, The Danish Collector, Delacroix and Gorgrin ticketed event at Ventnor Arts Club at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, Ride School Presents Grease ticketed event at Medina Theatre in Newport at 7 p.m. And finally, on Thursday, Steve Bingham Quartet Christmas Recital ticketed event at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30 p.m. Please support all these local events and gigs. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Bill Nye, who's a TV show host, Flynn Curry, who's a TV actor, and Caroline Kennedy, who's a politician. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
I'm James from Vectis Radio, and this is a recipe I found on how to make a Christmas cake. For this recipe, you'll need 1 kilogram of mixed dried fruit, the zest and juice of 1 orange, the zest and juice of 1 lemon, 150 milliliters of brandy, whiskey, or rum, plus extra for feeding, 250 grams of softened butter, 200 grams of light brown soft sugar, 175 grams of plain flour, 100 grams of ground almonds, half a teaspoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of mixed spice, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 4 large eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Put the dried fruit, the zest and juice of the orange and lemon, 150 milliliters of brandy or other alcohol, the softened butter and light brown sugar in a large pan set over a medium heat. Bring it to the boil, then lower the heat and simmer for 5 minutes. Tip the fruit mixture into a large bowl and leave to cook for 30 minutes. Heat the oven to 150 degrees centigrade, 130 degrees for a fan or gas mark 2. Line a deep 20-meter cake tin with a double layer of baking parchment, then wrap a double layer of newspaper around the outside. Tie with string to secure. Add 175 grams of plain flour, 100 grams of ground almonds, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of mixed spice, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 100 grams of flaked almonds, 4 large eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract to the fruit mixture, and stir well, making sure there are no pockets of flour. Tip the mixture into your prepared tin, level the top with a spatula, and bake in the centre of the oven for 2 hours. Once it's done, remove the cake from the oven, poke holes in it with a skewer, and spoon over 2 tablespoons of your chosen alcohol. Leave the cake to cool completely in the tin. To store, peel off the baking parchment, then wrap well in cling film. Feed the cake with 1 to 2 tablespoons of alcohol every fortnight until you ice it. Don't feed the cake for the final week to give the surface a chance to dry before icing. And there you have it. That's your recipe for a great Christmas cake. I'm James, and this is Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Blake with some jokes that make you wonder why you listen to this radio station. I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered. My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one. This is Blake with your jokes.
In local news this week, the approval of a controversial housing development in Freshwater has been branded a blow to the island. Last week, the Isle of Wight Council's planning committee struggled to find a sustainable reason to refuse the 44-unit development at Birch Close in Colwell, which would hold up against a challenge to the planning inspectorate. Ultimately, the application was approved, 7 votes to 5, with 14 of the units marked for affordable social social rent. The island's MP, Bob Seeley, also said the outcome was disappointing and frustrating. He said it is a blow to all the residents who opposed the development and a blow to all the island as another of our green fields is lost. Mr. Seeley said the Isle of Wight Council's new island planning strategy could not come forward quickly enough as it sets out new policies for approval of developments and calls for a smaller housing delivery target. Meanwhile, a woman from Ryde has been charged with 5 counts of assaulting an emergency worker. Verity Lloyd from Ryde was detained by police investigating an incident in the early hours of Monday morning. Eastleigh police were called to an assault on Winchester Road near Chandler's Ford, Hampshire, on Monday, November 22nd. The 21-year-old has been released on bail and is due before Southampton Magistrates Court on Tuesday, December the 21st. A woman was assaulted in the early hours of Monday, November 22nd, says Hampshire Constabulary. Finally, Island Roads staff have again chosen local children's charity, Daisy Chains, as the good cause they will be supporting in the coming year. It will be the third year running. Island Roads staff will be supporting Daisy Chains as traditional fundraising activity has been severely hampered by restrictions in place to stop the spread of COVID-19. Daisy Chains was formed in 2012 by a group of island parents of children that have been affected by long-term or life-limiting illness or disability. Much of the charity's work involves helping with the travel needs of families requiring treatment or therapy on the mainland. LB Todd of the Island Roads Staff Charity Committee said, "With life gradually returning to normal, we hope that 2022 will be a much, much more active year in terms of the fundraising we are able to undertake on behalf of Daisy Chains." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotul.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Bill Nye, who was born in 1955, who's 66. Flynn Curry, who was born in 2003, who's 18. And finally, Caroline Kennedy, who was born in 1957, who's 64. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with 4 obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Chocolates Day on Monday the 29th of November honours the delectable treat, particularly in its most popular form, a variety of chocolates. One of life's greatest joys, chocolate brings light to an otherwise bleak gastronomic experience. From its humble beginnings, it has grown to be one of the most popular snacks among people of all social and economic strata around the world. So, treat yourself to a box or handout bars, truffles and sweets galore at your workplace or school on this day to satisfy your chocolate confectionery desires. Number 2. Computer Security Day on Tuesday the 30th of November is a chance to keep your internet data safe and secure. Electronic devices have become an integral part of our daily lives in recent years. While communication has grown easier and more effective than ever before, new worries regarding privacy and security have arisen as a result of these technological improvements. It's a day to focus on making sure your computer, your devices and your cloud data are all secure. You can celebrate this day in whatever way you like, since online safety and security are both critical. Number 3. Make a Gift Day on Friday the 3rd of December invites you to try making a gift of some sort, no matter how small. Unwrapping a present and wondering what's inside is a magical experience. It might be anything from a million different items at a million different shops, but what's really remarkable is when you open the paper and see a concrete symbol of the love and admiration the person who gave you the gift felt for you. You get to be the one to express that love with the people you care about on this day, because nothing says that like a handmade present. Finally, number 4. World Soil Day on Sunday the 5th of December attempts to address the issues that have resulted in a global decline in soil quality. Soil is without a question one of the most important components of the ecosystem, contributing to our food, water and energy, while also helping to mitigate the effects of climate change. You might think it's an unusual viewpoint to believe that few things are more important than the sticky dirt that gets tracked all over your cherished cream carpets. However, taking part in or even learning about this day may persuade you otherwise. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'm reviewing the Inheritance Cycle series of books. The Inheritance Cycle focuses on a boy named Aragorn as he finds a dragon egg in the forest near his village. With this egg, he is capable of becoming a dragon rider, an ancient order that was wiped out 100 years ago by an evil king. However, it is up to Aragorn to undo this with the help of his dragon, Saphira. The Inheritance Cycle is composed of 4 books. Each book is good for ages 12 and up, and it has a suitable amount of action in it. I'm James, and this is Vectis Radio.
This is Jasper with the films shown at Island Cinemas this week. Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is a 12A, at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Encanto, which is a PG, at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. House of Gucci, which is a 15, at Commodore and Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. King Richard, which is a 12A, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Eternals, which is a 12A, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Spencer, which is a 12A, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Dune, which is a 12A, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which is a 15, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. No Time to Die, which is a 12A, at Cineworld from Monday to Thursday. And finally, The Matrix, which is a 15, at Cineworld on Friday. For more information, including screen timings, make sure to check the cinema websites. This is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is soporific. It is spelt S-O-P-O-R-I-F-I-C. It can refer to one of 3 things: something that causes drowsiness or sleep, someone who is sleepy or drowsy, or something that is tediously boring or monotonous. It can be used in the sentence, "Studies show that the herb has a soporific effect." It originated from the mid-17th century from the Latin word sopor, which means sleep, followed by the suffix "-fic". That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Thank you for listening to the 4P's Sunday Short Break Show. I'm Jasper.
I'm Ophelia.
I'm James.
And I'm Blake.
Bye!
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.